White Christmas set a record as Hollywood's all-time highest-grossing film. With such a massive following, it was only a matter of time before it was revamped into musical theater. In 2023, Nuova Vocal Arts was so successful staging Irving Berlin's classic, it has reprised the two-hour production. This holiday gem takes place at Fort Edmonton Park's Capitol Theatre starting December 18 for an 8-day run. Directed by Kim Mattis-Wainwright, it follows the famous song and dance team of Bob Wallace, Patrick Lynn, and Phil Davis, Jackson Card, a couple of buddies since their stint during the Second World War entertaining the troops. They're about to head to Florida for warmer weather and a short gig. But first they take a detour to see Betty, Melanie Reed, and Judy, Carly Squires, a sister act. The two men are immediately infatuated and ask Betty and Judy to join them. But the sister act is booked in Vermont. Phil, who is in charge of arrangements, tricks Bob into thinking they are going to Florida. Instead, they're on their way to Vermont. When they get to the Vermont Inn, the men discover the innkeeper is General Waverly, Christopher Thrall, their old commander, and he's down on his luck financially. No snow, no skiing, no guests, and lots of unpaid bills. While everyone is trying to negotiate romantic relationships, Bob secretly sends out an SOS to all the men in his company and invites them to the inn as a surprise for the general. It's a really good story. It tugs at the heart. It's a classic Christmas showcase with comedy, conflict, and romance. It's a story that resolves itself and is filled with joy and connection that brings everyone together, said Jessica Clark. The St. Albert resident, a 2011 Bachelor of Fine Arts student from the University of Lethbridge and director at Two Elk Point Choirs, has nabbed the role of Martha Watson, General Waverly's housekeeper and resident busybody. She runs the front desk. She's very funny and holds a lot of comedic string. She also causes some conflict. She's a very bold person with a big heart. She is witty and has a love for the spotlight and knows everybody's business. She's unapologetically big, said Clark. Bernstein's dazzling score features several gold standards such as Blue Skies, How Deep Is the Ocean, Falling Out of Love, Happy Holidays, and the perennial I Love a Piano. The latter is an energetic tap number led by Phil and Judy and backed by an ensemble of women. A singer-dancer tapping her way to success is local actor Sophie May Healy. She reprises the role of Rhoda, a ditzy chorus girl who flirts with Phil for her own gain. She wants to make it big, but doesn't have the right mentality for what show business is about. She's trying to climb to the top without having talent, said Healy. She's a little dim, but that's okay. She has a good heart. She just has tunnel vision about success. As part of the chorus line, Healy has limited speaking lines even though she is on stage for numerous charts. With seven costumes, she leans on a clowning background of physical comedy to hit the right notes and nail the laughs. You work in a bigger, broader style. I'm being ultra-feminine, ultra-showgirl. And as the ultimate showgirl dancing complicated choreography, she relies on a solid ballet, jazz, and contemporary dance technique to interpret Berlin's music. This is a great show for all ages. It's a timeless story. It has an emphasis on togetherness and working towards a common goal. There's a strong message about family and finding people you love and cherish. It's also very funny. White Christmas runs deck 18-22 and 27-29 at the Capitol Theater in Fort Edmonton Park. Tickets range from $27 to $34. Visit nuovavocalarts.ca.